Hey, what's up? Sober Slip with Chris Laker. 2:21 p.m. I've been up. I'll be honest, I didn't record as soon as I woke up. I just didn't do it right away. So I got up, made some coffee. I started talking to Jacqueline or whatever. I don't know. Ended up watching some Oklahoma City documentary about the bombing, not about the city. And then I stopped, and now I'm here. So, sorry, I didn't do it as soon as I woke up. The name doesn't apply today. I did probably oversleep by most people's standards. I don't think I got up before noon. But it's not the... I'm in bed right now. I wasn't, but I came back into bed to record, mostly because I just didn't want to move the recorder. It's not for authenticity. But, last night, two shows at Levity Live, very fun, and come Wednesday, 8 o'clock, or 7:30, Wednesday, 7:30, Jacqueline Novak is headlining, and I am featuring. It's just the two of us. You won't have to put up with any bullshit. So, it's, be a fun show, and, we want people to come. So if you are anywhere, that's where you should go. Now, if you're anywhere within driving distance, or fly here, make a vacation of it. Fly into New York City, get yourself a nice hotel in Manhattan, and then rent a car, drive up to West Nyack, or stay up in West Nyack. This mall's huge. It's got everything. It's in a mall. Levity Live's in a mall. And they have go-karts and arcades. I'm sure there's a Dave and Buster's in there. A reasonable facsimile of a Dave and Buster's. There's a thing called Five Wits, which looks like some kind of escape the room type deal. And restaurants. I mean, your finest chain restaurants in this mall. Talking Red Robin, we're talking Outback, we're talking Cheesecake Factory. I mean, those are the finest restaurants in the world right there. And there's a Chipotle right next to the Levity Light. You can't. There's a Target in the mall. So that's about all you can ask for.
What's his name won this election in France. I mean, part of me is a little disappointed that I'm glad a fascist, this Marine Le Pen, didn't win. And this, I don't know, Emmanuel Macron? That doesn't sound right, like I'm pronouncing right. Macron, I don't know, but he won, and he's the guy that's not a fascist, and married his way older drama teacher, so that's also a good sign for teachers that want a bone in France. But, you know, there's something like, oh, they're going to elect their Trump. France, they act like they're smarter because... You know, they have they've been around longer, but they're as dumb as us. Nope. They're not. It seems the Brits, they had their Trump was Brexit. So they were dumb first. But now France, unless this Macron guy is a real piece of shit, who knows? So that's all I've got to say about that. Episode is sponsored by Sherry's Berries. You know how you love to get fruit in the mail? Send it to your mother. That's better than talking to her. They didn't really sponsor, but they sponsor every podcast around Mother's Day. Every podcast I listen to. Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries. It sounds like a terrible gift. They're not paying. They sponsor every podcast, except this is the only podcast they don't sponsor. So I'm going to say it makes a terrible gift. Send your mom flowers. Give her a call. You don't even just send anything. Your mom's just happy if you call. Not to send fucking fruit in the mail. I mean, and what? Go or I don't know. You could probably get like a neighbor to go to the store and get some berries and drop them off. Then they're fresher. You don't need to do that. Send. Listen. If Sherry wants to sponsor, I'll talk about the berries all day. I'll be like, if you might hear me next holiday or something, like Sherry's berries, they're the best. I love them. I eat them all fucking day. I don't buy berries at the store. I just order them and have them sent to me in the mail. All these podcast sponsors, they want you to get everything, get your razors and your berries and your fucking food, your blue apron, get everything mailed to you. The most inconvenient way to have things, have it sit on your porch all day while you're at work. Isn't that how you'd like your food? Or better yet, have it not, try to deliver it to your apartment and you're not home because you're at work, and then you have to rearrange another time to get your dinner, your berries, and your razor and whatever other box of bullshit that they try to send you. I'm getting text messages. Oh, geez. I'm going to have to tell. Let's see. What's going on? I got a lot of journal. Okay. I'm not going to read out somebody's private messages to me over the. What happened? I put that on. Okay. How much time have we done? 7 minutes. This is going to be a short one. It's Sunday. I got shit to do. I haven't even been out of the house yet. And nobody's listening. I mean, Sherry's Berries, if they made their way to me, really, to any of those sponsors are like, hey, we'd like to get your audience. Although I think if I do get a sponsor, all you guys got to buy it. Whatever it is, I don't give a fuck what it is. And then we'll show the power of this show. Let's just go through the news real quick, see if there's anything interesting that is not going to make me angry. I'm just going to go to Reddit news and see what we got. Boston doctors found dead in luxury apartment with throat slashed? What the fuck? Now that's just bananas. What happened here? Two Massachusetts doctors were found in their luxury Boston condo Friday night with their throat slashed, police said. What the hell did they get their cells wrapped up in? They were found in they arrested somebody. Oh, he's a robber. I think someone was trying to rob them, and then throat slash. If you're going to rob somebody and kill them, you'd think you'd shoot them. Throat slash. Oof, that's gruesome. Sorry. To their whoever's left, I was going to say thoughts and prayers, but that's like the Anthony Jeselnik special, and he talks about people saying thoughts and prayers, so I don't want to be ripping off his bit. That's a funny bit. Jacqueline was with him at Governor's last night. Funny dude. 7,000 bodies could be buried on Mississippi campus. What the fuck? There's a lot of death. In the news. Well, that's the news is just, if you die and you're not supposed to, it can make the news. That's the consolation. See, seven, but this is like if you're one of these 7,000 bodies, and it's not, you know, particularly if you're like a 7,020, because it's not an even 7,000. You're not even really included in that number. They're just really counting the first 7,000, the extra. And look at these stragglers. So you're not even anonymously acknowledged. But Mississippi, they are former patients of the state's first mental institution. Mississippi's first mental institution was probably was opened in like the fucking 80s. And undergoing radar shows the coffin stretch across 20 acres of the campus where officials have wanted to build. Wait a second. This is in USA Today. So it's got to be true. They don't lie. That's why they give it out for free at the hotel. So, on the University of Mississippi Medical Center campus. That place has got to be so fucking haunted with crazy dead people. That is fucked up. Mississippi. That's, I mean, for a state that, you know, oh, don't, why do you got to make fun of these places? Because they're fucked up. I guess everywhere's fucked up. We're all just stupid animals running around trying to make order out of chaos. And we just have to, and then we, They buried him in coffins, at least. It wasn't like a pile. They didn't think to, incinerate them or anything like that. They wanted to give them a proper burial, unmarked. And, you know, why take out, you know, don't ruin the real estate. Just fucking put them under there. They'll build something on top of them. But you got to dig out a foundation. You're going to hit fucking coffins. I guess they didn't think anybody would, like, oh, don't, you know, we'll just keep it as a park. Well, I'm not going to read this whole story right here, but see, it was okay. It was the mental asylum went back to 1855. Okay, 1800s. You can't expect anybody to be doing anything normal. They didn't know fucking anything. Everybody in 1855 was a fucking idiot. The smartest person was a fucking idiot today. You bring them to today, they did. So you can't expect them to do anything. I'm not blaming that in Mississippi. I'm just saying that's what happened because a long time ago, everybody was dumb. We're dumb. Though, whatever, in 100 years, and be like, look at these fucking idiots in 2017. And everybody's just future dumb. All right, I'm going to go. It's 13 minutes. I mean, I could stretch it to 15. Well, stretch it to 15. No, just okay. Kushner, Macron, Penn State frat brother says, please call 911 for unconscious pledge. We're dismissed. Did somebody die over here? I'm guessing somebody died pledging a frat, which I don't know why they're still frats. I never understood them to begin with, but that's sad. You just want to fit in. I understand. You show up. You want to fit in. You want to make friends. You say, pledge a frat. It can't be as bad as they say. You know, that's all a bunch of malarkey. They make you, you know, play soggy cookie or whatever the fuck. But people, they're probably alcohol poisoning. I drank so much. I don't understand how much you got to drink to get alcohol poisoning. I guess I didn't really go for it as hard as I thought. I never had to go to the hospital or anything. All right. Well, that's it. I'm not going to keep going through. It'll be 15 minutes by the time. Like, this will go up. It'll say 15 minutes, so that's fine. Because it's like 10 seconds left. So go to iTunes and leave a review. Why don't you do that, man? It's not that hard to do. All right? or don't. That's okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.